This is your classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we may get a little bit of rain and even a thunderstorm this weekend, but all things going well, maybe you want to go out fishing instead. I'm joined this morning by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Perry. How are you this morning, Leon?
I'm very good, Jordan. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. Been a longer week now that we don't have a public holiday, but I'll get through.
I know. Now, how are you enjoying the South Australian weather as it just comes upon you as this nice heat starts to warm your bones?
Yeah, I always forget what it's like until it hits again, and then it's back to sweaty nights, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, with those sweaty nights comes some really, really good things, because our yellowfin whiting are absolutely prolific around these particular times of the year. As soon as it starts to heat up, they come up into the shallows. Now, I've got some advice for some of our anglers. If you're looking at the first flavour of those, you might want to see that the Barra's Beach area would do quite well for yellowfin whiting just coming in. There's a little few areas just around the back of Second Creek and all that sort of stuff. People have fished there before. I'd suggest, though, that if you tried the sandbank out the front of Port Davis, you should be able to pick yourself up a feed of yellowfin whiting. There's been the late comers, like the water has heated up, but just south at Port Davis, there's some cooler water out there, so you'll still catch your King George whiting if you're a keen angler, so you can push around there. Snook, as we've been talking about for the last few weeks, is still around the place, and lots of fun. So you'll be able to trawl on the Cockle Spit side, anywhere in front of the creek. They're a predatory fish, so what they like is a flat bottom that drops into deep water, and they're usually quite good at ambushing fish as they come across from the flats into the deep water. So keep that in mind when you're chasing the trawl around. Now, the blue swimmer crabs, we are starting to say, because of the warm month, I think if you went out to like the Checker Boy area and all that sort of stuff, you'd find yourself a good feed. And if you also went out just in front of the David's Mouth, you should be able to pick up the one or twos that'll just get your taste buds excited enough for the summer to come. So, and I'm already excited. I'm prepared to boat this week for crabbing, so that's how much I'm into it. I think it's going to happen. There's a lot of yellow-tailed kingfish around as well at the moment, so if you're around Port Davis and all that sort of stuff, you want to trawl with a lure, or perhaps, you know, if you can get some live bait of any kind. There's a lot of kingfish being recorded as you're making the press at the moment. So perhaps give yourself a try at that and see what you can go with. But never anchor up if you're fishing for kingfish. Never anchor up, because sure as eggs, when they get a hold of you, they're like the freight train. And away they go. By the time you got the anchor up, they've got your line and all your rig.
Yeah, well, don't fight him on that. I guess, yeah, trust Leon. If you're listening and you want to go catch a kingfish, trust Leon on that one.
No problem. Lost a lot of stuff on him. All right, thank you very much.
No worries. And good luck catching some crabs this weekend, Leon.
Will do.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Perry on your Classic It's Breakfast. I'm joined this morning by Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. How are you this morning, Brenton?
Yeah, I'm good.
So what's the fishing situation looking like for this weekend?
Well, our local area's been firing pretty well this last week. A few of the summer species are starting to show up in reasonable numbers. So hopefully with this bit of cold weather coming, it doesn't shut them back down. Point Riley at Wallaroo, seen gar, squid and snook caught from the rocks. Reports from the marina have been a bit quiet, but that could be because of the weather's been good and people are not sheltering in there to have a fish. But those that fished the beaches got some mullet and yellowfin whiting. The jetty fished well for crabs and squid, and there are tommies after dark. A few gar, and there's a few yellowfin whiting in the shallows with a couple of King George mixed in for good measure. The deeper end of the jetty has a few small to medium kingfish, but I haven't heard of any of them being landed yet. I have heard of a few people getting busted off by them. They're pretty much fishing a bit light, or they head down under there around the pylons and bust them off. Boats out of Wallaroo got plenty of crabs. There are plenty of squid over Riley Way and a bit further north. Tommies and gar are also out there. Gar were not in big numbers, but they're good sized fish. Whiting came from the marker poles and inner ballast, and there's still a school of salmon at Bird Reef, but they're tucked up behind the reef and only coming out at low tide. Down Moonaway, Port Hughes jetty is still closed. The Moonaway jetty had plenty of squid and crabs, tommies and snook at night, and a few yellowfin in the shallows and from the beaches. Also from the beaches, a few people have started raking for crabs, been scratching up a feed there. Just got to be a bit careful in size. Boats out from Port Hughes returned with King George Whiting from in the bay, but required a few moves to get a good feed. Those that went out deeper and south of the Cape found it easier to get their whiting and in good size. And squid and crabs were plentiful and widespread. So, yeah, if the weather is good enough for people to get out and fish, should be a feed, whether you're land-based or out in the boat.
And so you notice the warmer weather the last few days has made a difference?
Yeah, it has. It has on the, like, for the yellowfin whiting, the guys are starting to pick a few up on lures even. And with the gar, so that has definitely helped.
That's great.
Just hope for this cold weather that's next few days. I think it's getting a bit cooler, so I hope that doesn't turn them around and put them to ground again.
Fingers crossed. Well, Brenton, we'll catch up again next week. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Yep, no worries. Thank you.
That was Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.